A word for you from Acts chapter 19 verses 24 and 25. For a man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Artemis, brought no little business to the craftsmen. These he gathered together with the workmen in similar trades and said, Men, you know that from this business we have our wealth. This is the disturbance which Luke records in verse 23 as becoming a no little disturbance. In other words, it's a polite way, a euphemism for saying a huge racket, a great resistance against the way, as Christians were called in that time. Satan sees that his business is being destroyed. Jesus had worked so mightily. There was revival on the go in all those areas, Ephesus, and now as it goes through Macedonia and Achaia, etc., there are various things that are happening. God is at work. And then Satan rises up. He uses men and women. And here he raises up a man called Demetrius. The Lord Jesus had raised up a man called Paul and his team. Now Demetrius, right from the beginning, it is clear for us that, in fact, his motive was simply business. Because he was one of the silversmiths who had their trade as building these little shrines of Artemis made from silver, and they made a lot of money out of it. The headquarters of that area was a place where Artemis, Diana, was being worshipped. And Diana was regarded, you could say, as the mother of God, the goddess who fell from heaven and came onto earth. And there was a great rock, probably it was an asteroid or something, that they looked at as being the source of that. And one finds that in verse 35, where the town clerk, after all the riots that happened, he said, of course, we all know about the sacred stone that fell from the sky. Whatever it was a false religion. And Demetrius and them, his people, they regarded their religion, in fact, their trade. Although he now makes out as if though he's protecting Artemis, or Diana, as it is in Latin. See, Artemis was the Greek version, the translation of it. He makes it out as if though he's protecting his religion. In fact, it is perfectly clear from the word that you're simply trying to protect his trade, his own business. In other words, himself. Very often we find our resisting God is because we are protecting our own way.